coming to you live from stage 773 in Chicago, Illinois, it's the Bronson's Lozenges Astounding Imagination Showcase Extravaganza!
Bring up a china and that new bearskin rug. Soak up the fire and give your daddy a hug. Now make yourself comfy and open your ears for the greatest show you're bound to hear in years.
We'll go sailing the high seas and shoot through the stars. Fight off some bad guys and maybe visit Mars. All these adventures you'll soon come to know.
Thanks to the Bronson's Lozenges Astounding Imagination Showcase Extravaganza Radio Show.
We know all things are possible if we can just believe, and Bronson's Lozenges believes the most of all. So come listen here a while and all your troubles will relieve. And if you need a lozenge, you know who to call.
Yes, you know who. So go tell your siblings and find all your friends. It's time for a fun time where adventure never ends. Bring in your grandpa and why not your dog? Because your neighbors sit there like a bump on a log.
So forget all the bad times, cause good times are here. We turn from boring life now to excitement we steer. We'll laugh and we'll cry at the high times and low.
Here on the Bronson's Lozenges Astounding Imagination Showcase Extravaganza Radio Show. That's right, the Bronson's Lozenges Astounding Imagination Showcase Extravaganza Radio Show. Time for the Bronson's Lozenges Astounding Imagination Showcase Extravaganza Radio Show.
This episode of Kai Made to Justice was recorded live at stage 773 in front of a live audience.
It's time for another thrilling episode of Kai Made to Justice, the super saviors of sophomores and seniors. Led by chapter president, Legacy!
Yay!
Legendary hero, Valley Girl, Legacy has the incredible power to always get her way!
Yay me!
Vice President Southern Belle, wielder of the enchanted parasol, the General Lee!
The South will rise again, y'all!
Hot mess! The totes fabulous, beglittered Kesha enthusiast who's, roll smart!
Free Kesha.
The pretty one! The gorgeous 7-foot-tall music major with the strength of Hercules and the beauty of Aphrodite.
Wait, I'm coming. Thanks, Mr. Narrator. Wink.
Together they are Kai Beta Justice, defenders of good and champions of righteousness, along with their sidekick, Frenzel.
Well, you and I have discussed this. I'm not their sidekick. I'm an unofficial official member.
Their platonic, unofficial, official brother.
I also really don't like being called their brother.
I don't care. Together they are Kai Beta Justice, fighting for truth, justice, and the Greek way. Tonight's adventure, the Uncivil War. Welcome to beautiful Freedom University, where it's siblings weekend. And today, the campus is abuzz with all of the younger brothers and sisters of the student body shadowing classes, partaking in extracurricular activities, and learning what college life is all about. Even the super siblings of the sisters of our super sorority join in on the fun!
Yeah, I know.
So, yes, it's I just like, got this. Oh, this whole thing was really nice.
Hush! Howdy, y'all. My name is Southern Belle, and I am the Vice President of Kai Beta Justice. Now, we here are the super heroine sorority on campus. Can y'all say that word? Sorority?
Belle, they're high schoolers, not preschoolers.
Thanks for the help, hot mess. Would you like to do the big introduction?
Nah, I'm bonding with my sister.
Oh, the girl who hasn't said a single word or taken a moment to look up from her phone?
This is hashtag, she really likes her phone. That's real funny, hashtag, unreal true.
Well, what did she say? Was it something about me?
No. So this is boring. Just introduce everyone and let's go already.
Fine. I'm Southern Belle, wielder of the enchanted parasol, the General Lee. And this is my little brother, Mason Dixon, and his enchanted lasso, the Jefferson Davis.
The South will rise again. Yeehaw!
All right, Mason. Now, y'all have met Hot Mess and her sister Hashtag.
Hashtag says hi.
And I'm sure this tall glass of water here is a pretty one.
Oh.
Howdy, ma'am. May I request the pleasure of kissing your hand?
Oh, Southern Belle, your brother is such a gentleman.
Ain't he just?
Yes, yes, you may kiss my hand, young man. Okay. All right. So, this is my little brother, handsome lad.
Whoa. Hashtag says OMG. He's like the hottest guy ever. She also says that I wasn't supposed to say that out loud. Now she's all embarrassed.
Oh my God, Hot Mess, if our siblings got married, we'd be like actual sisters.
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
I know.
Jeez, Hashtag, do you kiss our mother with that mouth?
Sorry about my sister, everyone. Hi, I'm Handsome Lad, the 7-foot-tall 16-year-old super bruiser with what I've been told is one incredible jawline.
I'll say.
I'm sorry, what did you say, Belle?
Nothing. All right, y'all. Now that everyone's here, it's time to go to the concert.
Hey, guys. Whoa, what's with the League of Super Juniors? And who's this stud in the three-piece suit?
Hi there. I'm Handsome Lad. It's nice to meet you.
Back off, Legacy. That's my brother, and he's only 16.
Oh, it's siblings weekend, sweetheart.
Oh, right.
Belle, we really should get going.
So, is the school providing sack races and egg tosses for the kiddos?
No, they're like having a concert.
Really? Who's playing?
Oh, yeah, it's some band I've never heard of called the Neck Romancers.
The Neck Romancers are playing a concert here? Are you serious?
The answer to all those questions is yes.
You guys, that's my favorite band. This is so freaking neat. Let's go.
Nope, no can do. Sorry, Legacy.
What? Why?
Well, the dean said that only students with siblings are allowed to go to the concert.
But I'm an only child. You're telling me I can't go? That's totally unfair.
I'm so sorry. We have been trying all day to figure out a way to get you into the concert.
Well, what if I pretend someone was my little sister, like the French exchange student?
We asked her, but Aunt Fleek said she had to work on her eyebrows tonight.
Dang it!
Her eyebrows are perfect, though. A lot of work goes into those.
Hashtag says this is super awkward and sad people make her uncomfortable, so can we go?
But guys, I'm the president! You can't go without me!
Sure we can.
We'll be back later tonight. You can hang out with Friendzone until then. He's an only child, too.
This is so unfair. Hey, guys, what if Legacy uses her powers to always get her way to somehow go to the concert, but it ends up completely blowing up in her face and somehow nearly drives her sorority apart?
Come on, Hot Mess. What are the chances of that even happening?
They're real good.
Less ominous foreshadowing, more concert going.
Right. Kai Beta Justice, accumulate!
We, like, need a better team battle cry.
Yeah, you need to kind of work on it a little bit.
It's all right.
Later, in the TV room of the Justice House, Legacy pouts on the Justice couch with Friendzone.
Okay, what movie do you want to watch? Let's see, I've got Blues Brothers, Rain Man, Step Brothers, Hannah and Her Sisters, Little Women, Brother Bear, The Parent Trap, Oh Brother Where Art Thou, Sisters, and to Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar.
Friendzone, I don't want to watch a movie. I want to go to the concert. Wait, you can pretend to be my brother. You're practically my brother anyway.
Well, as I've mentioned, I'm really not the biggest fan of being thought of as anyone's brother, but at the same time, I'd do anything for you, but at the same time, I'm a really terrible liar.
You're not that terrible of a liar. Here, lie to me. Do you have feelings for me?
Well, if there was a chance. No.
Okay, you're a terrible liar. How can I go to the concert?
You should pace. You always think better when you pace.
Okay, you're right. I'll pace. Okay, I'm pacing, and I'm thinking. I'm thinking and I'm pacing. This isn't helping. Now I'm tired.
Well, just sit back down. Relax.
I give up. I can't think of any other way to get in.
Yeah, you're out of options. It's not like you could use your powers of always getting your way to somehow make yourself a sibling. I mean, that would be horribly irresponsible, dangerous, and reckless.
Right. My powers. I would never do anything like that. I am going to take a walk and not do that thing you just suggested.
Great idea. I'm going to go watch that Gorilla Dynamite anime with Geek Girl and her little sister Otaku.
Great. You have fun. Bye.
Bye, Liga. See.
Later, outside Freedom University's historic Kirby Hall multi-purpose gymnasium. Legacy prepares to follow through with her plan with only minutes until the concert begins.
Okay, Powers. Give me a little sister or brother. Come on. Concert is gonna start soon. Go, Powers. Hang! Nothing. This is so unfair. All I want is to see my favorite band for the 37th time, and I can only do that if I have a sibling.
It's not working, is it?
No.
Boy, that sucks.
I know, right? Ah! Oh my gosh! It worked! You look just like me, except you're a little bit shorter.
Yeah, I look almost exactly like you. I mean, I have a better complexion.
People are gonna think we're twins, so long as they don't notice your split ends.
It really is uncanny. I mean, one of your eyes is bigger than the other.
This is so neat.
It really is.
I think I'm gonna call you Legacy too.
You can do better than that.
Okay, how about Legacy?
I guess that will work for now. Come on, sis! Let's go to the concert.
Neat!
Later, after the concert, Legacy and her new doppelganger sister return back to the Justice House.
Okay, Legacy. We managed to avoid the other girls at the concert, but I can hear them in the other room, so we'll sneak up quietly and hopefully they won't hear us.
Why can't you just tell them about me?
Because they don't like it when I use my powers for personal gain, blah, blah, blah.
Ugh.
I know. The struggle is real.
Hey, can you get me something to eat, though? I haven't eaten since... well, ever. I've literally never eaten, like, in my entire existence.
I have to feed you, too?
Yeah.
Ugh, having a clone sister is the worst. Fine, just stay right here, don't touch anything, and stay out of sight.
Will do.
Oh, shoot. Here comes the pretty one. Get in the closet.
Oh, hey, Legacy, I thought I heard you come in.
Hi, oh, hi, nothing. Everything's fine. Nothing suspicious. Shut up. How was the concert?
Honestly, it was amazing.
Well, that's neat.
I hope you're not still mad. We all feel really bad that you couldn't go with us.
Oh, no, I'm fine.
Good, because the girls and I got you something. Hey, girls, bring Legacy the gift we got her.
Oh, that's so nice of you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there you are, Sugar. Here you go. A Necromancer's t-shirt?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, guys. That's really sweet.
Look at the back.
You got it signed by the whole band?
Sludge? The Soar? My goodness, McQueen. You guys, I might cry. How did you manage to get this?
We, like, went to the parking lot after the concert and waited for them. They, like, did everything they could to get Pretty One to go on tour with them. It was, like, real sad.
Oh, I just got a text from the drummer.
The Soar? You got his phone number?
Well, yeah, duh. You always get the drummer's number. They want us to meet them for Belgian waffles at Stan's Diners. Should we go?
Oh my gosh, we have to go. Let's
Let's go.
Oh my gosh, we're gonna eat breakfast foods with a real life rock and roll group.
I'm so excited. Oh, wait. I should probably tell.
Oh, don't worry about the junior league. We already sent them to bed.
Oh.
We gotta go now. They're sending a limo.
Copy to Justice. Convene!
No. Yeah, no.
And I shaved my legs for this?
No, I'm not worried.
Hello? Legacy? Huh. Where'd she go? She left me. I can't believe her. What kind of sister would do that? She conjures me out of thin air and then just leaves me to my own devices? That's so rude! Her stupid friends probably made her ditch me. I mean, I just want a sandwich. Oh. I just made a sandwich appear. Neat! Yeah. See that, Legacy? I don't need you or your stupid super friends. I can make turkey sandwiches appear all on my own. And maybe something to drink? Dr. Cola. I have the best powers ever! All right, first, a snack. Then, revenge on Legacy and her stupid super sisters. Ooh, speaking of, I should get my own evil super team. But how?
Carnation, what was all that ruckus?
There was no ruckus.
I'm pretty sure I heard a ruckus.
You were mistaken about the ruckus.
I'm rarely wrong about ruckuses, Miss Legacy.
Wait, I'm not like... Hey, wait. The Super Juniors. That's it!
You know, ma'am, begging your pardon, I know we're young, but I am starting to get a mite irritated that y'all keep calling us that.
First of all, I am totally Legacy and not someone else. Second, you're absolutely right, Mason Dixon. Your sister really should start treating you with more respect.
Darn tootin'.
Frankly, they should be treating all of you with respect.
Yeah.
It's time for you to draw the line, Mason Dixon.
Yeah.
You're welcome. You are the future. It won't be long until you're in this sorority. Call in the shots.
Yeah. Well, I won't be joining the sorority on account of me being a fella. But yeah.
Yeah. Let's go get the others. I have a plan.
Later, the girls arrive home to a darkened justice house.
Legacy, are you here?
She probably went to crawl under a rock and die.
Oh, Mass, be nice.
What? It's not my fault she spilled hot coffee all over sludge and then laughed nervously like a crazy person for 2 minutes and then ran out of the diner.
Oh, my stomach hurts.
Well, that's what happens when you win a syrup chugging contest with a rock musician. How did you get so good at syrup chugging anyhow?
Well, when your fiancé is Canadian, you have to learn these sort of things.
All right.
The South will rise again! Yeehaw!
Dagnabbit, Mason Dixon, what are you doing tying me up with your enchanted lasso, the Jefferson Davis? And would you please get your own darn catchphrase already?
Things are gonna be different now. You need to start treating me with some respect.
Mason, you're my little brother. Why on earth would I be doing something like that?
Hey. Hey, Mason. Quit it. Yeah. You're next. Hashtag, this is real not funny. Neither is this. What does that even mean? And, like, where the hell are you? Ow, you little jerk. I'm gonna be real smart all over your stupid face. No, I'm not gonna read it. If you have something to say, hashtag, just say it. Oh, Dukes. Guys, cover your ears. I forgot to mention hashtag is a screamer.
using her supersonic scream, hashtag sends her sister flying across the room.
That sucked.
Guys, guys, your family, stop fighting.
Oh, just stop it, pretty one.
Oh, handsome land, not you too.
Of course, me too.
But why?
I'll tell you why.
Oh my gosh, our pretty one and handsome land gonna fight?
Hoo-wee, when two giants fight, who wins? Us watching. Go get her, handsome lad.
Tell me why you're doing this.
Because Mom likes you best. And school teachers are always comparing me to you, telling me that you always did so well, and that I'll never be as good as you.
Oh, handsome lad, come here.
I'm sorry.
Me too. Me too.
I'm sorry too, Belle.
Oh, I'm even more sorry, Mason.
I guess I'm sorry, hashtag. Ugh, don't get too sentimental on me, hashtag. Jeez.
Now, what on earth got all y'all so riled up?
Well, Legacy said that...
Legacy?
She said that we needed to stand up to y'all, because we're the future, and that the only way to get your attention would be to brawl.
I can't believe she'd do this.
I totally can.
Hey, guys. I'm so sorry for running out of there. I was just so nervous and embarrassed. But I can't believe I got to meet the necromancers. I think Sledge kind of liked me. What? Why are you all staring at me?
Legacy, we need to talk.
Why did you, like, get our siblings all mad at us?
Yeah, what gives?
What are you guys talking about? I just got home.
Don't try to hide it. You can't lie to me. Using his enchanted lasso, the Jefferson Davis, Mason Dixon has the power to make anyone he lassos tell nothing but the truth.
Oof.
Now spill them beans.
Well, I was super mad that you guys all left without me, so I used my powers to create a sibling for myself to get to go to the concert. When I got home, I shoved her in the closet when you guys took me to meet my favorite band, because at the end of the day, you guys are all my sisters. You're my family, and I love all of you guys so much that it hurts my heart sometimes. And even though I'm a brat, I think you guys love me too.
Oh, heckfire! Now I'm gonna cry again. That was my mascara.
You look like a raccoon.
That's hurtful.
Boy, howdy. You gals are gonna make old Mason Dixon cry.
I love you, Legacy.
I love you too, Belle.
What is this? An episode of Fuller House on the Prairie? I mean, come on. This is so disgustingly sweet. I think I have diabetes now.
Legacy too.
My name is Negacy.
Whatever. Mason, get this lasso off of me.
So now we all learned a valuable lesson and the day is saved, right? Well, what about me, huh? Now I just cease to be? I don't think so.
Negacy, we can figure something out. Now quit it. You're freaking me out. You're starting to sound like
a supervillain? It's almost too perfect. On one side, the do-gooder Legacy, and on the other, her evil, way hotter sister, Negacy.
Let's not get carried away here.
Oh, all right, Negacy. It is time for you to go quietly into that good night.
Not if you don't know which one of us is which.
With lightning fast speed, the evil doppelganger charges Legacy and knocks her to the ground.
All right, well, that's just about enough. Stop it, you two.
Using her amazing Amazonian strength, Pretty One separates the girls with ease.
Oh, great. Now which one is which?
I'm the real Legacy.
No, I'm the real Legacy.
Oh, well, this is an easy one. Mason, just use your lasso again.
Would if I could, handsome lad, but need about 15 minutes before I use it again.
So now what?
Whatever you do, don't take us both out.
Yeah, don't do that. I hate that trope.
Hey, guys.
Friendzone!
I just watched all 300 episodes of that Gorilla Dynamite anime. It is going to take me forever to get that theme song out of my head. Go, go, Gorilla Dynamite. Whoa. What's happening here? Have I watched so much anime that I'm feeling double? Is that possible? Is Candy Striper here? She's pre-med. She's no.
Friendzone, you know me. You know that I'm the real legacy, right?
Friendzone, don't listen to her. I'm the real legacy.
Guys, really? You can't tell which one is our legacy? It's obviously the second one.
How can you be so sure?
Why, no legacy anywhere. That warm, inviting smile, her kind eyes, that coy way she brushes her hair behind her ear.
All right, that's enough.
Plus, one is just a little bit shorter, but the other one has a better complexion. There's the split ends as well.
Good enough for me. Time to smash this evil doppelganger.
It's doppelganger. Dang it!
See, it's not easy, is it?
I'll be back! You haven't seen the last of Negacy.
She's gone.
Ugh, I sure am glad that's over.
Guys, do you know what this means?
What?
I'm the first one in the sorority to have an archenemy.
That's what you took away from this?
Because it's important.
Once again, the day is saved thanks to Chi Beta Justice.
Boy, we sure have had a lot of fun today. But you know what isn't fun?
Binge watching.
All over America, kids and adults spend hours upon hours watching entire seasons of their favorite shows.
Yeah, they're like ignoring their homework, jobs, social obligations, and like other stuff, probably.
Oh my gosh, you guys. I just got an alert that Generic Hospital is on streaming.
Email my professors, tell them I've got mono again.
That Dr. Tad is so dreamy.
I think Dr. McGuffin is way hotter than Tad.
You would.
Friendzone, order us like 12 pizzas.
Wait, guys, we have to finish the PSA? Okay, I guess I'll do it. It's good to know, stop! Wait for me.
To be leaving, but alas, we must go. We hope you enjoyed our little radio show. If life gets depressing, look back on tonight and remember how we held up with all of our might.
So let's roll up the carpet and tuck in the kids. We had us some good times without any bids. Be sure to come back and then we'll have us a row.
Here at the Bronson's Lozenges Astounding Imagination Showcase Extravaganza Radio Show. That's right, the Bronson's Lozenges Astounding Imagination Showcase Extravaganza Radio Show. This was the Bronson's Lozenges Astounding Imagination Showcase Extravaganza Radio Show.